disappointed with their first half performance, because probably wouldn't have threw a reflection of the way they've been playing up to now. So, you know, we said at half time that our target was to win the second half, and they've done that. I'm pleased with the effort and commitment in the second half. And I suppose similar to Throne, like Throne missed a lot of chances in the second half as well, and we were guilty of missing a few, but at least the game was competitive, and the supporters had something to shout about.
What was the thinking in leaving Seamus Quigley on the bench? Was he carrying an injury, or did you want him as an impact sub?
Not at all. At the start of the McKenna Cup, I made it clear that our aim was to select a panel at the end of the McKenna Cup for the league and championship panel, and it was important that every player in the panel got a run out, and so it was simple giving everybody opportunities, and that's why Seamus left off and other fellas came in.
He scored 5 excellent points in the second half. Had he been on the pitch in the first half, the outcome may have been different.
Yeah, well, we'll never know that now, but I think that the team in general in the second half, you know, played with much more fluency and so much more appetite. And you know, that was very pleasing, obviously, from my point of view. We have a lot of learning to do there the night. For the first 35 minutes, we were literally blown away, and it looked like a Division 1 team against a Division 4 team. So, and the second half, we were very good. So maybe the truth lies somewhere in between. And we'll have a good look at the game, and we'll be expecting, you know, more second half performances and less of the first half.